We are back with Rewind. It's Dan Morgan and Mike Bancole to look through at Liverpool versus West Ham United. We shall start at Anfield on the 24th of February 2020. An 8 p.m. kickoff, Liverpool 3, West Ham 2. Alisson Becker, Trent Alexander-Arnold, Joe Gomez, Andy Robertson, Virgil van Dijk, a midfield of Naby Keita, Fabinho, Wijnaldum, and the front three. Subs for Liverpool, Adrian, Lovren, Jean-Matip, Oxlade-Chamberlain, Lallana, Minamino, Origi. West Ham, Fabianski, Ngakia, Diop, Ogbonna, Cresswell, Rice, Suchek, Snodgrass, Noble, Felipe Anderson, Mikel Antonio. Goals, Jorginho Wijnaldum with a header from a Trent Alexander-Arnold cross on the 9th minute. An equaliser from Diop from West Ham on 12 minutes. And then West Ham take the lead through Pablo Fornals on 54, Mohamed Salah on 68, and Sadio Mane with the winner on the 81st minute. We'll go to the clip and see what everyone thought of it at the time.
The record breaking Reds have done it again, 18 wins in a row in the top league in England, which equals the record for that kind of thing. The Reds were boss again. Bit of a mad one though, I've got Phil Blunder with me, I've got Steve Evo with me, and we're going to discuss why it was a bit of a mad one. Phil, it was a bit of a throwback in that we have 25 shots, 16 corners, and somehow West Ham will probably be saying tonight we had some good chances there and we should have got something out of the game.
Yeah, it was a bit of a weird, it was a very weird game. I was going to say it was a bit of a weird game, but it was really weird.
Definitely like first, weird.
You go 1-0 up early or early doors like we did and you sort of think, right, that's it, game done, move on, win 3 or 4. And then 5 minutes later it's like, hang on, oh, they've scored. What wasn't supposed to happen.
Not in the script.
No. And then it was hard. The first half was really hard and they came and you didn't expect what they did. They came, they were well organised, they moved the ball about well, they